We are all unique, and how each of us moves through life by working with the unseen, spiritual parts of us looks different. If one way you access support is through books, and you haven't tried the Soulquake Survival Guide yet, today's a great day to try it before you buy it. Head to the show notes where I have a link for you to receive a free PDF of the first chapter. Enjoy the first chapter, and if you love it, you can find it on Amazon worldwide in paperback, audio, and ebook. Your journey matters, my friend, and reviving your connection to spirit in earth-shaking times can be a game changer. Welcome back to another episode of Enthusiastically Spiritual. I'm your host, Teresa, and I've got my co-host here, Tom, today again.
Hello, folks.
So as I'm taking this creative pause, Tom is stepping in to back me. And I love it. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome, Teresa.
So in this episode, we want to talk a bit about a little aha I put together for myself recently around people who are not supportive or understand what you're doing. And of course, this is around the spiritual part of who we are, since we are all about that unseen part of us. And so, you know, there's a lot around, you know, what people are going through, what the people, especially the people they're living with. So I can tell you from my experience that my previous relationship, my previous family, you know, they didn't get what I was going through. They didn't get what I was experiencing, what I was coming home every day and going, blah, blah, blah. Let me show you what the weird crap I went through today. It would be like a deer in headlights. And it's literally a deer in headlights at the dinner table. And I'm like, but, you know, where I'm at now and looking back at that, which has been, you know, quite a few years later, I just put together and recognized some big picture aspects around how people mirror us and, you know, what I'm magnetizing towards me as a relationship or as something that I can heal for myself. So, and looking back at that previous relationship, I recognized that the people didn't understand what I was going through, what I was experiencing. You know why? Because I didn't understand it. So that's just a very small mirror of what I can take away from that understanding as a bigger picture of, you know, why they didn't get me. Because yeah, I didn't know what I was going through. I didn't know what energy was all about. I didn't know how sensitive I was. And so looking back at that, understanding and seeing that relationship and that, you know, exploration of that in that kind of light has helped me so very much, because it makes me really realize for them and myself, we were all just really where we were at, and it's okay. So I'd love for your perspective, Tom, on, you know, I know you have some different perspectives on this because you can raise Catholic. And so you have some different, you know, things that you can bring into the mix here. So I'd love for you to share a little what that means to you.
Well, I found through my spiritual evolution, and as I, you know, first became more aware of the spiritual side of life and started exploring that, it met with mixed reactions from the people around me. And in some ways, there was a little bit of support, but not too much support. You know, and you mentioned that I was raised Catholic, so it deviated from some folks' ideas of what being Catholic is. And, you know, one of the big differences between a religious idea and a spiritual idea, for myself anyway, is that the religious really puts God outside of me. You know, it's something I need to worship, or it's something I need to look to for saving or salvation and being taken care of or whatever. And when it comes to my spiritual side, I'm beginning to realize, or I have realized, you know, it's really about me. I'm my own best savior, so to speak, you know, in that if I'm tuned into that bigger picture of that love energy, that creative loving force that, you know, some people would call God or the universe, and I am one with it, then, you know, that's a path that, you know, provides, you know, a better life for me, really. And now there's nothing wrong with religion in the sense that it does provide structure for people. And I'm not trying to prove anything to anybody, but when, you know, I look at some of the things that were shared over the years, you know, with me, even in religious circumstances, that, you know, God is within. So, you know, from that perspective, we're going to get to what you're talking about, and that, you know, there's a sense of blaming others for their reactions to me, or there's a sense of blaming others, even in the spiritual world, you know, or people with spiritual beliefs, I should say, they will think, oh, somebody's thinking about me. So they're, you know, I'm picking up on that pressure, or, you know, there's confusion around me. So I, you know, and they blame the confusion. And what I've learned is that there's got to be a little something in me, you know, that's attracting that. So like attracts like, from a spiritual energy point of view, you know, like we're all big magnets. And what I hear you saying, you know, or one way I've looked at those kinds of experiences, that, you know, I attract people around me that are going to provide me some good spiritual lessons. So one has to ask oneself, or I've had to ask myself at different times, so what was I learning about that? You know, my thrust is to be happy and free. So how did I maintain that happiness and freedom, you know, within that situation? Or did I find that challenging? What do you have to say about that?
Yeah. So I love that like attracts like, and I guess what comes to me about all this, and in relationships, especially those close to, with us, and that, it's not even necessarily people we live with, but it may be even business or friends. Cause we also have, you know, we have interaction with friends that sometimes you may not agree politically or religiously or whatever, right? Or spiritually. That like attracts like, and I kind of lost what I was going to say here for a second. And the importance of, I don't know, say something else. It'll come back to me, because I just literally left my mind what I was going to say.
You were talking about being a mirror for each other.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's another aspect of being a spiritual being or being a soul, and that I'm energy, that I, you know, with the echo that I put out, what I'm radiating. You know, if there's some fear there, you might hear people say they're going to attract what they fear, mm-hmm. You know, or if I'm a really stubborn person, even though it's about what I think is right, you know, if I get real stubborn about my spiritual beliefs, and I'm just as stubborn as a religious person who's very stubborn about their religious beliefs, mm-hmm. Or I'm very stubborn just like a political person. So if that stubbornness in someone really stimulates me, I must have a little something there. So, you know, my purpose to be here is, you know, is to learn and grow, is the bigger picture purpose, is to evolve. You know, I'm a soul evolving. So there's never anything wrong that I'm doing. I mean, there's no mistakes. They're just stepping stones along the journey.
Yeah. So I guess what kind of has come back to me now that after you say that is, especially, you know, as we magnetize the like, you know, like attracts like, and what are things that I need to experience and uncover for myself, within other relationships, is that sometimes we evolve. And this is where we come into like, my previous relationship, which was, you know, a great relationship. We were in different places, obviously, you know, with our beliefs, and, you know, and so I needed at some point to move out of that to come into this relationship with Tom, who has, you know, which I'm learning more at a different level with him. So, you know, when people look at like, you know, why do people get divorced and why can't they make it work? Well, sometimes it's a bigger picture than that. It really is. It's a bigger picture in the sense of what do I need to attract to myself right now for my soul's growth? And oftentimes it does come down to that this person is, I'm kind of done with the situation. It's time to move on to the next. And what am I attracting now? And that's kind of how we got together. I mean, it was like, you know, like literally all the planets aligned and everything came together, you know, in a divine way, that in the right timing, that it was time to move together so we can now come and do some of our best work or what we you know.
Well, and also evolve, because right. There's always challenges. It's not like, you know, I've been thinking about a little bit, you know, I like to think of it from a business perspective. because that's where I've been involved. You know, you probably like to think of things more from a relationship perspective because, you know, you're family and you've created family and you've had children and all that. So that's your kind of pivot point of your Absolutely. Experience, you might mm-hmm. say. I mean, in my opinion, right? So in business, there's a lot of folks who find themselves unhappy in jobs mm-hmm. or how people are treating them on the job or, you know, certain situations seem to come up, you know, and we talked about likes and dislikes, but so they'll look for another job. And then after a while, they start recreating that situation there. And my point here is that if you ever need to leave your job, usually it's because you need to get into a new environment to help you see something that you're not seeing, you know, or, you know, you're not learning something. So you need to get in another environment and see how that hits you. Or you've evolved out of that situation. You've mastered what you're doing there and, you know, you need a new challenge. So to me, that's very similar to what you're saying about relationships, you know, and does that resonate with you at all?
Yeah, it really does resonate with me because whenever I can only take things so far, and now this is really a bigger spiritual picture, folks, because, you know, I mean, I could have stayed in the relationship till death do us part, right? But for what I've come to do, and this is not being narcissistic, this is not being, it's all about me, but it is all about me without the narcissism, okay? Because I'm here on a journey. And so when things are not lined up and I've learned my lesson, so to speak, kind of what Tom's talking about, it's time to move on. And so I've always been that kind of person. I've not held on to things forever and ever and ever. I've moved at the right timings and the right relationships and the right situations in order for the next thing divinely, you know, created and ready for me to open up. So that's what I want to say about that.
Well, there's a couple of things I'd like to share. And one that comes to me is I heard recently, you know, I think of a person as the love of my life for that period of time. And I love that. You know, I heard it on somebody else's YouTube, who's a spiritual, a person that shares spiritual things. Mm-hmm. And that really, you know, makes a lot of sense to me. The person was the love of my life for that period of time. And I'm thankful for what I learned and how we work together and evolved together. And I wish them well. And there's a point where it doesn't fit for, you know, either person really is not going to get, you know, the best out of their experience, you know. But we're not advocating that you go split up with your partners, you know,
no.
because there's, I think when working with anyone, you know, I have to look at their strengths and what is the strength that I was attracted to? What is that positive quality that I admire? And, you know, you can think of this with your parents, with your siblings, you know, we're all attracted to each other. People say, oh, I don't choose my brothers and sisters and I don't choose my parents. And, you know, I have to suffer along with them. And that's not necessarily true. You know, you're attracted as a soul. And I guess it's better. I mean, there's nothing wrong with thinking anything, but, you know, you might feel happier and freer and more relaxed if you began to just look at the positive side of what, or just think more about what you like about the person, you know, think of their positive qualities. And, but you know, when a situation doesn't fit anymore, it's time to, you know, can be time to move on.
Yeah. So what is your perspective on when someone's living with someone and they just don't get them? They think what they're doing is weird. They think that, you know, it's kind of crazy stuff. What's your perspective on that?
Another thing to say is that, you know, what's the purpose of the relationship? You know, what's the purpose of me being here? And if there's a positive purpose and you have some goals that you're united in, you know, leave it at that. I mean, that's a good thing. You know, there's, and also when I'm dealing with, say, other relatives, you know, what's the purpose of this interaction? What am I here for today? Because I'm not necessarily here to save all my brothers and sisters and parents and convert them to my new spiritual ideology. you know, I'm here to just share, learn, and grow. And I respect where they're at. And I expect, I require that they respect where I'm at. So really that key word of having a purpose in the situation and relationship, knowing what that purpose is or what that reason is you're together, accepting that or moving on from it or creating a new purpose, you know, to stay aligned. And then, respecting each other where they're at. So, you know, if I'm, we've all tried it because once a lot of us, I'll say, we've tried this when we first get involved in spiritual things and we're beginning to evolve and we get so excited about, you know, what's working for us and how different this is and how much more enjoyable it is, that we want everybody to be where we're at. And that's the biggest challenge with loved ones. And I would say that it even happens in our relationship where we have to respect where each person's at as they go through their growing experiences, because we're attracted to each other for some strengths and some areas that we need to shore up. And we're probably attracted to each other for those challenges that they stimulate in us so that we begin to change those reactions and start working more from our true feelings. And I always come back to this little story, you know, about the man that, you know, thinks everything's going bad. So he moves to Mexico, going to start his life over again. And then sooner or later, he starts attracting all the same troubles. So instead, if I don't embark on some self-discovery and start asking myself, why am I so stimulated by this? Or, it's going to reoccur until I begin to take a look at it.
Yeah. So a good scenario about that one is that, my mom, I'm around my mom quite often. She lives close by. And so we were together a lot. And, sometimes she, you know, we'll talk spiritual stuff. She's very, you know, open spiritually and et cetera. But there are times when things frighten her or scare her. And I totally understand, you know, things that you don't understand yourself. So it might be a scary thing. And years ago, that would have really triggered me because I was scared about things that I didn't understand, that I didn't have a bigger spiritual picture for myself. But now that I do, whenever those things happen for her and she voices something like that, I'm not affected by it. So that's one thing I want to mention about, like you said earlier, about how, you know, some things people have in them, I might have a little bit of that, and that's why it triggers me. Same with, you know, years ago when my mom would say something was scary or frightening, and I'd be like, oh yeah, me too, especially when I was younger, because we had all kinds of energetic things going on in the house and et cetera. So yeah, I was scared too. But now at where I'm at, in my understanding is I'm able to stay calm and go, okay, you know, that's just where she's at. And it makes a big difference. So if you have a loved one in your house that doesn't understand you or, you know, might think you're going, you know, saying some crazy weird stuff, you know, my best suggestion is just honor where they're at. And also,
good way to say it.
Yeah, just honor where they're at. And also maybe take a look at, you know, do I have some of that in me or not?
Yeah. And also, you can always check with your guidance. Once you learn how to work with your guidance, you know, and you want to share something with somebody, just stop and relax and cleanse and, you know, recheck with your guidance. Is this something I meant to share?
Oh, I love that, Tom. You know why? Because for years I shared so much weird stuff. And it's no wonder they all looked at me like deers in headlights, because I was like, oh my God, the stuff I shared was, you know, the unseen, lots of unseen weird stuff that I went through with as a massage therapist, healer. And so, yeah, that's really important.
Also for me, you know, there's times where I really need to be direct and say something clear, you know, and when I'm channeling something from spirit, from my guidance, you know, that's a healing message, or it's, you know, kind of a wake up call for the person, or I might be establishing my boundaries, you know, don't talk politics with me. I'm here to help you with the food, you know, or if you're going to make, you can talk politics with me, but respect my point of view, mm-hmm. You know, don't try to change me. You know, nobody wants to be changed. And, you know, we all react similar. You know, most of us react pretty similarly to all that. So guidance is a big key. And your sensitivity, if you'll just know, am I stepping over? And really the key to that is just practicing it, you know, because there's going to be times when you get stimulated and you're going to want to just say it. And there's times through practice, you know, at least just keep practicing, you know, you'll smooth all that out. You know, there's a saying, you know, it's not the family that prays together that stays together. It's the family that respects each other.
I like that. And that's a really good place to stop. Yeah. That's a good ending moment there, Tom. I love it so much. So we hope, listener, that you might have gotten some insights for yourself and around those that maybe are close to you in your environment as far as business or at home and, you know, people you play with, people socialize with. So, and just giving a bigger picture perspective on how to, you know, how to honor where you're at and with your beliefs and how to also honor them and where they're at and not let it trigger you like it has in the past for me. So any last moment, last thing you want to say, Tom?
Just reinforce that, you know, we're just practicing. So,
More
that I respect each other and we respect where somebody's at. And one other little key that's been shared with me is that, you know, you might say people have crutches in how they think of things. And I would never kick out a crutch before they already began to heal or they've replaced it with a different crutch.
Right.
You know, respect where they're at. And the main thing is I focus on me for what I need to do to learn and grow. And probably the final thought is every time I share about this, I'm sharing from that perspective of love. You know, if I'm not, you know, it is all about me in my journey because no one can evolve for me. I have to evolve for myself in my journey of self-discovery. But I pivot from that loving, creative, you know, kind, respectful force. That's what to me is all about. And all the great religions really talked about that.
That's beautiful. And I totally 100% agree also because the times where I'm at now and my understanding and my staying relaxed with where people are at, it's helped me so much with interacting with anyone. Like I can interact with anybody, no matter what your religion, your background, whatever, I can interact with you because I just see you as a soul. So it's soul to soul and I can honor where you're at and the journey you're at. So, yeah.
You know, it's a religious idea that we have to save people. It's a spiritual truth that we're all already saved. We all are going to make it and everything's going to be okay.
Booyah to everything being okay. High five on that one, Tom.
High five.
Thank you all for listening into another episode of Enthusiastically Spiritual. We hope that you enjoyed this kind of what's up spiritually. Let's chat about those around us and the different relationships we have. So we hope that you got some little tidbits.
Yeah,
for
these
yourself.
Are great questions, and keep those questions and cards and letters coming, folks. And
cards and letters, emails. No,
because you know the great thing about working with each other and having people to share with is that you may share something and you that stimulates a solution for me, and I may share something that stimulates a solution for you.
Absolutely. And also during this time frame, as I'm taking this, you know, creative pause, if you guys do need some enthusiasm, some daily enthusiasm, please check out Teresa Shant's Facebook page because I'm always on there doing lives, reels, sharing a lot of really good insights and some enthusiastic posts. So that's a good place to go to check out, you know, what's kind of going on and just, you know, get some good mojo for yourself.
And of course, there's always a Soulquake Survivor Guide.
Oh, yeah. There's that little book. There's also the book, and you can find the link for the book in the show notes if you're interested in finding out more about the 12 spiritual awarenesses, some insights for yourself on how to really gather together your spiritual part of who you are so it can help you get through any kind of earth-shaking times or any kind of soul-quaking times that you might be going through.
Yeah, and don't wait for the soul quake to buy the book. Get it in advance so you're prepared.
Love that. So guys, until next week, remember that life is too short to not be enthusiastic about your unique journey.
Believe it or not, when you arrived back for another life, you were enthusiastic to be here. If you've lost that enthusiastic feeling, well, there's a way to reawaken it. It's by embracing a bigger spiritual picture of your life as a soul and igniting the feeling of spiritual freedom within. So if you are ready and needing some more enthusiastic mojo for your life, follow the link in the show notes where you can access a free video series created by the Wayshowers College and start recapturing the enthusiasm you have within for your unique journey.